Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
I want to wish you all a joyful Memorial Day weekend as we reflect upon those that have passed on before us. Many families have suffered much loss these past 2 years due to the federal government's malfeasance with handling of COVID cases and denying early treatment with tried and true antiviral medications. Instead, they forced upon us an experimental mRNA monkey pus vaccine that has had very questionable trials. Medical science has been turned on its head. Profits precedes proven science. The love of money is the root of all evil. Liberal, unregenerate globalist politicians and bureaucrats lie to the American public continually in order to bring about their Antichrist one world order as prophesied by the holy prophets many millenniums ago, like Daniel in the Old Testament and John the Revelator in the New. As it is written, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." And is that not the truth? Tyrants control the White House and Congress today. President Donald Trump was and is a nationalist, protecting the sovereignty and autonomy of America, whereas this crowd that stole the election are globalists. And yes, I am a proud, patriotic, Black Robe Regiment pastor that loves our constitutional Christian republic and mourns for the past glory that proudly defines this nation. I despise these globalists who are hell-bent on bringing about the satanic, globalist, antichrist agenda. They love the ways of death. They ultimately are responsible for the death of these innocent children in that elementary school in Texas and the innocent lives lost in front of that supermarket in Buffalo, New York. These globalists, atheists, have kicked God and the Bible out of the classroom for the last 60 years. They rationalize murdering babies in the womb and even 10 to 30 days outside the womb. They rationalize not executing immediately after conviction the murderer, the rapist, and the pedophile. They rationalize not having armed police in the schools to protect the children from crazed individuals. They have allowed an epidemic of homelessness, which has exacerbated the crime problem in our cities. It is not guns that are a problem. It is lawlessness in the highest offices of government that trickle down to the populace. God is love, and He is the only source to cure these ills of our society. America is where it is today because our God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, has been banned from the classroom. Government has tried to play the Savior but has failed miserably, only to bring about these ills that permeate the earth. The following sermon is entitled Paul's Hymn of Charity. God's love is what is needed in the earth, and it can't be found in the secular anti-God educational system or the Satan-loving communist U.S. federal government who spends trillions of dollars solving nothing, only to advance greed and corruption. Love is the central theme of the Bible, but the Bible is banned from the classroom. So what is the antithesis of love? The answer is hate. And that is what dominates our shores, our classrooms, our government, our streets. No Bible, no love, no life. Therefore, murder and hate dominate our cities, small and great. It all starts at the top with the behemoth federal government and the capitulation of state government sycophant politicians that love federal subsidies and love the praises of men instead of the praises of God. This Memorial Day, let's reflect upon the death of our constitutional Christian republic and what we can do to resuscitate it. Only God can truly correct this mess. And when He does, it will be a sad day for many in political office throughout the land who ignore God's stern warnings. They are fanning the flames of God's fury. Let me remind you, you deviant politicians, hell is a place of significant torment for those who have tormented the innocent here on the top side of the earth. That includes keeping the Bible out of the classroom and the murder of the unborn. You silver-tongued serpents, your day is coming. Repent now before it is eternally too late, and spend every waking hour protecting the innocent. The scriptures say, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." There is for the deviant a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Paul's Hymn of Charity, Part 1.
1 Corinthians 13, they call this the love chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, verse 1, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. So charity, the Bible uses the word charity. It comes from the Greek word agape. Agape is translated multiple times as love and multiple times as charity. So they're basically interchangeable words. And this chapter has been quoted in many weddings. People will take the word charity and replace it with love. If you go to a lot of your other versions of the Bible, they will have the word love in there instead of charity. Again, it comes from the agape word, the Greek word agape, and it speaks of a intimate love between, like a brotherly love, but a love for God, a love for one another. There's three Greek words for love. That one is agape, the other is philos, where we get Philadelphia from, brotherly love. And then the third, which is erotica, it comes from the god of Enos and Aphrodite, and it means that word love is not used in the Bible. That's where you get all your perverted love from. But that word is not used in the scriptures. Jesus teaches us that the greatest of all commandments is the commandment centered on love. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus was asked. Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So everything hinges on these two commandments. Charity, from the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. In a general sense, love, benevolence, goodwill, that disposition of heart which inclines men to think favorably of their fellow man and to do them good. In a theological sense, it includes supreme love to God and universal goodwill to men. A second definition, in a more particular sense, love, kindness, affection, tenderness, springing from the natural relations, as the charity of father, son, and brother. Number three, liberality to the poor, consisting in almsgiving, or benefactions, or in gratuitous services to relieve them in distress. Another definition, alms. Whatever is bestowed gratuitously on the poor for their release. And so these are just some. There were other definitions, but we will just park it there with four definitions of the word charity. Jesus gently admonishes us about bestowing alms and its eternal rewards. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them." Okay? So charity is a form of alms. "Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." Now notice rewards. Okay, this is dealing with rewards. There are rewards and there are punishments when we stand before the Lord. "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." They have their reward, okay? What does that mean? They advertise what they do. They want everybody to know how awesome they are in giving alms to other people. But they want the glory of man, not God, but the glory of men. "They have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand is doing, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." So charity has a broad definition in the Word of God, in the dictionary. We see it in many applications throughout the Word of God. And so understand, you can replace it, but it's a giving type of love. It's a giving type of love. So Roman numeral 2 in your notes. Charity and attainments. The Apostle Paul begins his hymn by unfolding the richest attainments possible in Christian ministry that possess the unction from the Holy One. So these are gifts or attainments, and he starts unpacking these in the scriptures here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. "Though I speak with the tongues of men, miraculous utterances like as Peter at the day of Pentecost," okay, "or of angels, such as Paul," and when let's just go back to Peter at the day of Pentecost. We know that when Peter got filled with the Holy Spirit, boy, did he get bold. He went out there and he preached with great power on that day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit just filled him with power. And he was a great orator, speaking the truths of the Word of God and the things that he and the other apostles had witnessed. "Or speak as angels, have the tongue of angels, such as Paul heard from the heavenly paradise, as unspeakable words which is not lawful for a man to utter. Or as the voice of the seraphims who cried one to another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory.'" And so these are the tongues of angels, pure heavenly language. "If I have mastered all supremacy of speech If I have mastered all supremacy of speech in both worlds," that means the earthly world and the spiritual, "and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." Sounding brass. What does that sound like? What does sounding brass sound like? It has like a dull sound. A cymbal can have a dull sound or a tinny sound. So even if the Holy Ghost speaks through me, and the words range through the whole art of language acuities, that means I've mastered the languages, or mastered the language, I'm still working on English. I'm sure some of you are at the same place as I am. Master the language, or languages, their silver-tongued orator. They could be a silver-tongued orator, speak swelling words. In themselves deeply profitable, yet without charity, love, I am but the instrument of alien impulses or foreign impulses. Weighed in God's scale and analyzed in my own essential character, I am an echo. I have become feckless, worthless, useless, inept, good for nothing. My utterances are dull of hearing to the hearer. Do you hear that? Without love, we need to have love. Even the greatest orators, the greatest, those who master the English language and speak swelling words, using a huge array of vocabulary. But if there is no love, I become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal, a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, think about a cymbal for a minute. If a drummer just tapped a cymbal on a drum set, where you have drums and cymbals, wouldn't that become annoying? Just after a while, that would just become very annoying, just tinkling, hitting the cymbal over and over and over again. A cymbal is just to accentuate the other sounds of music. It's not to be the only sound. And though I have the gift of prophecy, supreme among the miraculous gifts as sharing in God's foreknowledge, and understand all mysteries so as to plumb the depths of God's secrets, such as the Holy Trinity, the Incarnation, the two natures in Christ, election, regeneration, the kingdom, the church, all types and mystic symbols, and all knowledge, embracing all scripture like the Apostle Paul, or all of nature like King Solomon. King Solomon was known as a great naturalist, and he refers in many of his writings to events and things that take place in nature. And though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, that is the gift of faith, faith in its final fullness, a faith so high as to accomplish things wonderful and incredible, a faith that could remove insurmountable obstacles, and have not charity, as distinct as my marvelous attainments are, Paul says, I am nothing. That's a sad indictment. That's a sad indictment if I have not love. Paul uses the word all three times, supposing each gift possessed in its full perfection, as if an angel were speaking. Prophecy, the whole range of eternity. Mastery, the whole range of the unknown. We talk about, or the mystery. We talk about the mystery of the kingdom, the mystery of the church. Paul refers to those things over and over again. Knowledge, the whole range of the Bible. Faith, the whole range of miracles. Almsgiving, the whole range of the practical. Martyrdom, the whole range of devotion. It is astonishing to learn that possessing these things without love, I, talking about me, Paul's talking about him, me, I, us, the essential ego, the hidden man of the heart, that which ought to be most like God, I am nothing. a moral nobody, a non-entity in the spiritual life of Christ. What a contrast between full understanding, yet a lack of charity produces a big zero, a big zero. I am nothing without charity. Roman numeral 3, charity and achievement. Paul next passes from attainments to achievements, and he selects the two greatest sacrifices possible, property and person. And he says, Paul says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, an act that seems so identical with charity and almsgiving, selflessness, it seems like you would be selfless to give all your goods to feed the poor, yet if I display the most magnanimous sacrifice of possession possible, the giving of one's entire fortune to the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, the ultimate sacrifice of death, now not just possessions, but also person. So the ultimate sacrifice of death, giving away all that you have, person and property, and have not charity, it profiteth me. For these are achievements. Have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. For these are achievements which garner reward, yet nothing. So what did the Lord say to the rich man? What did he say to the rich young ruler? Sell all that you have and follow me. And he would have riches in heaven. But if we have not charity, it profiteth us nothing. One may exhaust property and sacrifice life in that which will bring them no profit at the judgment seat of Christ, except tears. Roman numeral 4, charity's kindness. Paul, having shown charity to be the supreme essence, the underlining principle of all conceivable life, for God has built all things on charity, now reveals two cardinal virtues of love. Charity suffereth long and is kind. It is remarkable that suffering is the quality of charity put first. As if the Christian path must be a path of suffering. We learn that to be counted worthy of the kingdom in 2 Thessalonians 1:5, to be counted worthy of the kingdom. We endure suffering. And its first great victory is that in suffering, it's charity. It continues. So suffering is charity. It continues with kindness, which is love in action. The word denotes a disposition to put oneself at the disposal of others.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.